Our president, as the commander-in-chief, said in his State of the Union address that the number one threat to the national defense is climate change. Admiral Mullen, just a few years ago, said he believes the number one national defense issue in our nation is the debt in our country. Do you believe that the debt this nation is carrying, nearly $18 billion, as we're sitting here as well having budget conversations, is more of a threat to this nation's national security than climate change?
There are a number of serious dangers to the future of our country.
I would agree with you, sir. I'm just asking. I don't know you well. I'm just trying to get a perspective from where you're coming from, as we're going to be voting on a huge leap in this budget. And I think the American people want to know where the national defense leader is coming from as well. Do you believe that the nation's debt is a greater issue than climate change, as our commander-in-chief has stated?
I think they're both serious problems, and there are other serious problems that are not those two, and that we have to deal with all of those strategic challenges at the same time. You're naming two of the problems.
I'm naming what the commander-in-chief said as he puts forth a budget that you guys have been defending here for 3 hours now. I'm just saying he says the greatest threat to our nation is climate change, and we're trying to make an argument that says, you know, the greatest threat to this nation and trying to rally people in understanding is that we have an issue of debt that an admiral went on the record to say was a serious consequence and a threat to the survivability of this country. Did you agree?
I think that to the extent that the deficit drives budget behavior, like the year-to-year struggle with sequester that we've faced, that is a challenge to our national security because it's a challenge to our national defense. I think we have threats around the world that are very dangerous to us. I think that, to get back to an earlier line of questioning, strength of our nation depends upon other instruments of national power than our military power. I think in the long run, the strength of our nation depends upon our ability to educate people and to have scientists and engineers. There was a discussion of our scientific base earlier. There are many, many ingredients to making a healthy and productive America going forward. We need to tend to them all, and I think we need to have some balance in how we approach these things. So I'd appeal for balance and a strategic view that looks at all of these issues.